Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We have a fantastic receiver today heading towards this next level. It's Bethune-Cookman standout, Jawil Davis. Jawil, we appreciate you sharing some of your time. Can you believe your teammates are in spring football mode and you're preparing for the next level?
No, sir. It feels like yesterday I was just doing the same thing with those guys.
For you, at this point, have you had that cold sweat wake-up morning where you're like, uh-oh, I think I'm missing practice, and then you kind of catch yourself, and you're like, oh, wait, I don't have to go to practice?
Yes, sir. A couple of times when I was up there, I did that a couple of mornings.
That's awesome. So, I mean, growing up, did you play Pop Warner or Pee Wee football? And if you did, were you that kid just a little bit better than everyone else? Basically scoring four or five touchdowns here or there. Sweep right, sweep left, and it's basically, Jawil Davis for six.
Yes, sir. I started playing Pop Warner when I was 8 years old. I actually started playing quarterback. I was a quarterback, but I was one of those athletic kids that could play every position on the field. So I was one of those guys that wherever they needed me, I was there to make the play for the team.
Nice. And you growing up in Miami, we know that is a hotbed for some of the best collegiate football players, in the nation year in, year out. What was it playing with such a kind of a high level of, competitors around you?
It was great. It was always competitive every game, every day. Even when I went to school, it was always competitive. Everything we did was competitive and competing at it. So it was great.
That's awesome. And going through the process, you're a receiver, obviously, but I'm sure you might have played both sides of the football, I assume. But, growing up, how did you kind of start finding yourself, at the receiver role and carving that niche out?
Like I said before, I was really a quarterback. I think when I came into high school, my ninth grade year, that's when I started testing out receiver. And when I finally started playing receiver was my junior year. My 10th grade year, I didn't play. I was just school, and that's it. So my 11th grade year, that's when I got introduced into the position fully and how to run routes and everything. I always had speed and could catch. So the next process was learning how to route run, and I fell in love with the position. And ever since then, I took off from there.
Awesome stuff. And you said you didn't play your senior year?
Oh, no, I played my sophomore year. I didn't play.
Oh, okay, your sophomore. I was like, wow, man, that's crazy. I was like, man, that's a pretty bold move, doing your junior year thing and then kind of skipping out. Like, that's pretty impressive. Once again, Jawil Davis, the standout Bethune-Cookman receiver, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we break things down and peel back the layers of why this young man could be lining up for your favorite football team in the not-too-distant future. Remember, April 26th, things get started in New York City, in Dallas. You're playing big-time college football. As well as anybody, not everyone gets to be as fortunate as you and get to this point in their collegiate career. Is there a game? Is there a particular season? Are the coaches saying certain things to you? how do you kind of get that idea of, you know, what you're doing on Saturday, Jawil, is going to get you an opportunity to make a living on Sunday?
Basically, every day I practice, every day how I practice and how I prepare myself for each game. And also, always after my 2015 season, I came back off injury, had a great season, was second in the conference, had almost 800 yards. I knew then and there, like, this is going to take me to many, many places that I want to go. So I stayed on course, always took practice and preparation seriously, worked on my craft and perfected. And this upcoming season, well, this past season, my senior year, it was big for us and big for me. This is my last year playing on collegiate ball. I know they wanted to see me, you know, play against University of Miami. So that was one of the games I had on my calendar to put on a show because it's a big-time Division I school. And that's what I did. And shot off from there. Scouts been on my tail ever since. And I just kept going around the way.
That's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
And you guys won that. Did you guys win that game against Miami?
No, sir. They came back and beat us at the end. Towards the second half, they came back. Yes, sir.
All right. I should have known that. I remember because it got hot. But I could have sworn you guys. Well, you guys were up nonetheless. And that would be pretty exciting to kind of have their point. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We was up on the beginning of the first quarter, a good portion of it. So we had them on their heels in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I kind of remember that. I mean, I don't know why that sticks out. I thought you guys were walking away. So you're doing your thing. You're starting to get a little attention from these NFL scouts, and you go down to Texas for the Gridiron Showcase Classic. I mean, what was it like going down there and just kind of being able to, you know, get some handshakes and some eye contact with these guys that could potentially be your, you know, your future employer?
It was great. It was a great experience. Basically, it was like another whole recruitment process with, like, a bowl game, an all-star game with all type of players from across the country. So it was great to meet new people, talk to a lot of teams and coaches, and see what they see from you and reviews of you. And it was another chance to go out there and play ball and have fun. So it was great, great atmosphere. And Texas is a great state to play football in. So it was great weather at some points of the time. It was kind of chilly in the morning. But it was great.
Yeah. Awesome. And I mean, it is an exciting time for you going through this process. And you had a fantastic pro day. I mean, 4.37, 39-inch vert, the 10.4 bra. I mean, just fantastic numbers. I mean, I know you had to be happy. But then again, I know you probably wanted to hit all the numbers that you put up. But when you walked away from that pro day, I mean, how did you feel? And what teams kind of showed some interest afterwards?
Oh, I was very, very pleased, happy, and blessed. I was pleased by all my numbers, my 40. That's why I wanted to run a 4.3. Also, I aimed my goal at 4.2, so I got the number I really wanted. You know, I ran fast. I jumped high. Great broad jump. Did well in my bench press also. And I killed my field drill, so I walked away with impressed by my results and pleased. And also happy that I put on a show for the teams, Chicago Bears, Jaguars, the Raiders, the Bucks, I'm going to talk to the Cardinals, Seahawks, who else? The Bills. I'm going to talk to a lot of teams. Cause right after my pro day, I went to the regional combine down in Tampa and did the same thing, put on a show again. So did the same thing right after my pro day for more teams.
That's fantastic, Jawil. And I mean, how much pep in your step does that put? I mean, does it help validate all the work you've had, it, you know, put into this when these guys are, you know, showing legit interest in you?
Yes, sir. It's very true. Hard work does pay off. For 3 months, I was grinding head down nonstop, so paying off. So I see around draft time, April 26th, you know, where I'll be hopefully getting drafted, you know, so I don't put in the work, so I'm going to see what's the outcome.
Definitely. Once again, Jawil Davis, the standout from Bethune-Cookman. And you folks know out there listening, one of our favorite all-time guests was a Bethune-Cookman alum in Reggie Sandilands. And if you're listening, Reggie, a big shout-out to you because, like I said, one of our all-time favorite guests. I ask every guests that we've ever had on the program. I mean, if we three in this film room with some of these scouts, I mean, what are they going to love about you? I mean, what are those qualities that you bring to the position where they're going to want to bring you aboard their roster?
They're going to love my big play ability, my ability to run routes, polish route runner, to make the big play. Sure hands, going to catch everything. And also a reliable blocker. Going to leave it all out on the field. I do the dirty work that a lot of receivers don't like doing. So I always call myself as the complete receiver and always work to be that. So I know they would love every aspect of my game. I'm a go-getter, so I'm going to go get it out, going to go after it, and going to leave it all out on the field each play.
Nice, nice. Are you chatty out there? Are you, you know, I mean, not cocky, but, I mean, do you like getting in the DB's head a little bit?
Well, at times they come at me, you know, trying to get a little confidence going for themselves, and I'll get come back at them with a little something.
I love it. I love it. I mean, and you've kind of been through the gauntlet with all these teams, and I mean, they know more about you than you may know about yourself. I mean, they put so much into it. But I mean, is there anything left? I mean, you know, I mean, film junkie, weight room warrior. I mean, the 14 on the bench press is fantastic at your size. I mean, that's showing the strength. But you know, team captain. I mean, what are some of the qualities as a person that they can't see off the field that should go a long way for them to take a serious look at you as well?
I like leading by example. My last season, the seniors of the receiver group, we took lead. My receiver coach put us in charge to lead the receiving group. So I like leading by example and helping the young plus or helping whoever. I like putting my little input, being vocal. If anything my quarterback couldn't see on the field, I related back to him to help us as a team because we are one. Like I said, my receiver core, we're leaders, so I try to teach them what I've been taught throughout my college career. So I'm like, I was a savvy vet, getting ready to get up out of there, and they're the young pups. So anything, any advice I could give them, I was able to give them to help them throughout the season and the rest of their college career.
Awesome. Awesome stuff, man. Joel, it's been a fantastic time getting you on this show. I have to ask this question as well. It's cliche, but I know the listeners out there helped identify with some of the guests. I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody? Is there anybody at that next level you kind of say, man, I think I can play like this guy?
I like to compare myself to Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham. I have got a comparison to Pierre Garçon. That was new. I have people compare me to Amari Cooper, too. So,
nice. Whatever. All big time guys.
I take on anyone, simulate, take knowledge from those guys.
That definitely, man. That's a great, I guess. And like I said, you had the Pierre Garçon, that's a different one.
Yes, sir.
I could kind of see it. You know, I mean, I could definitely see like the Beckham and the Browns just because of the speed and the quickness of your game and that big play type stuff. But yeah, that's awesome stuff. Once again, Joel Davis, the Bethune-Cookman standout. He's kind enough to take some time out of training and preparing for this next level. And it's a short time away before this young man is going to find himself in pads and helmet under an NFL logo. But before we let you go, we do like to have some fun with you guys. Throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. It's a popular thing right now to get something painted on there. What would you want to see on the bottom of your shoes?
I'd like to see my father's face because he passed away when I was younger. And also my daughter's face. So those are two faces I like to have on there. Little graphic design.
Very nice. Nice, man. Very nice set. And like I said, the question brings out a lot of feelings sometimes. I mean, sometimes guys want something very personal. Some guys, you know, want so many different things. But it's an interesting response each time. How about this one? Usually you guys enjoy answering this question I think above the most, female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Got to say Megan Good.
There you go. She is always, I don't know how we, our last show before the draft, we tally up all the numbers, and Megan Good always third. And Rihanna's always second. Beyonce's always number one. So, but like I said, very good company and very nice said, man. And then the final question for you, if you could go back and you could beat any school And I don't know if you want to give us a reason why, but what school would you love to go back and just put a thumping on?
Go back and beat North Carolina A&T. Hopefully the young guys could do it this year coming up, this season coming up. I wish I'd go back and get a victory between from them boys.
Man, Javale, you've been a pleasure to have. Watching what I've been able to watch of you throughout your career, too. I mean, I think you bring a lot of great intangibles. And I love how you explained yourself earlier, man. You said you call yourself the complete receiver. And I think a lot of guys forget all the intricate parts that go into that. And you mentioned the ball in terms of just blocking and doing the little dirty things that some guys don't want to do. But, hey, best to you. You're a quick few weeks away from finding out where you're going to land. But stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Javale Davis, the Bethune-Cookman Tigers standout. I love the Bethune-Cookman guys. I'm just going to lie. I mean, all of them, when we had Ryan Lewis, like they were Davis we had on, Sandlin, we had Tavares a couple years ago, and then Javale. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, certain schools we just love to, we just have fun with those guys. And as always, we appreciate you folks listening. And if you want more of this show with him, you can go to iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. You can type in his name, followed by the NFL Draft Blast. And then if you go to collegepro.com under the 2018 rankings, we got his full draft bio there. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a collegetopro.com exclusive.